Well, folks, here we are for our inbox, and I'm going to answer a question today that has to do with a wedding. And we are smack dab in the middle of wedding season here in spring, heading into summer. And so this is a very appropriate question. Our listener asks, "This summer, I've been invited to several weddings of close friends. I'm happy for them, but I don't have a date to take to the wedding, and I'm really not looking forward to going alone. Do you have any advice on how to be hopeful and stay happy when I'm going to all these weddings alone?" Okay, if I had a nickel for every time I were in this situation, I would not have to work for the rest of my life. Here's the deal. I have actually never taken a date to a wedding because I always felt like, unless I were actually dating someone at the time and we went like as a couple, I always felt like taking someone to a wedding was like a weird, like, you know, pay for hire kind of situation. Like it was fabricated or just something weird. Like, "Hi, I don't know you and I don't care about you. I know you're not interested in me, but will you please come and sit next to me at this wedding?" I don't know. Personally, I just think it's kind of awkward. All that said, let's talk about your question. First off, and I'm going to give, this is going to sound, I don't want this to sound patronizing, but I'm going to give kind of the overall spiritual implication of this question. And that is, and this is going to sound harsh, but I have to tell it to myself too. First off, this wedding or whatever these weddings are that you're going to go to, they are not about you. This is the day for your friend who is getting married to celebrate, to be celebrated, to mark a covenant with a person, just as God has made his covenant with us. And so I think we all have to keep that in mind as we approach wedding season. I had a season a while back where in the span of a year and a half, I had 14 friends get married. So I had to slog through what was occasionally a very difficult time, and some of those were more difficult than others. So down to the practical and the nitty-gritty. First off, you mentioned that these are close friends getting married. So I would hope, in light of that, that you will have other close friends who are attending these weddings who may or may not be attached. So I would, you know, moving in, as you're just practically figuring out, how am I going to negotiate? And it's not the wedding. The wedding, you are sitting facing forward and you are in a service, people. We all know how to do that. It's the reception that you're like freaked out about. Okay, I understand. So hopefully you can kind of get a game plan together where you know that there will be other close friends there that you can sit with, that you can kind of socialize with, that you can kind of be a part of, whether or not they are dating someone, whatever. Go as a group of friends and celebrate your common friend who is getting married. That said, even on the front end of this, I mean, these are coming up now this summer, you may actually want to have a conversation with your engaged friends and even just be honest with them. I mean, quite frankly, they've been single. You know, they're single now until they're getting married. Maybe you can kind of get the lay of the land and be like, hey, give them some helpful tips for how to maybe make the reception a little more singles amenable. Now, don't go in with like some kind of manifesto of like, oh my goodness, let me just tell you exactly how this has to go down. I mean, remember, this is their day. But a lot of my friends in the past, they've been just desperate to get ideas of like, would this be offensive if we do that? You know, maybe I don't even want to do a bouquet toss because that makes my single friends feel bad. Whatever. Maybe give them some helpful tips or at least offer some assistance in how that can go down. That said, okay, let's talk about a few other practical things. I would recommend that you go and you enjoy the ceremony and then you attend the reception and see how it plays out. Like, usually it's going to get awkward if, you know, they open up the dance floor and then you're like, is anyone going to ask me to dance or what am I going to get stuck doing? Whatever. And yeah, it could be awkward, but be prepared for that. But you can also use the opportunity to just talk to a few people. I mean, you might, if you don't know a single other person there in the reception, just open up a conversation with someone and just do a little small talk, see where it goes. It's very easy to at least give that a try, even if you're not an extrovert, just to be friendly and do a one-on-one little conversation related to that. That said, I also think that you should feel free to drop off your gift and then take off if it's getting super weird. I mean, your married friend is not going to be like, you did not spend 6 hours at my reception, so you can no longer be my friend. They're not going to do that to you, I would hope. So make an appearance, celebrate them, you know, be there, be present, you know, see who there is to get to know, be part of the festivities as you can. Again, remembering what I kicked off with, this isn't your day, this isn't about you. I think if you honor your friend well, remember that when your day comes, she is going to do the same for you. And I think it will work out well. So you can be, I mentioned this in my book, The Dating Manifesto, you can easily be independently happy for your friend and for her story while still being hopeful for your story to come. And so be encouraged in that, because you know what? If God wants you to get married, he's going to make it happen and your day will come. And so be prepared for that and be hopeful for that. So weddings, they can be tricky, but hang in there. You will be able to do it well. And I think your friends will feel loved and honored in the process. Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org, and we will hopefully get your question in on a future show. If you have questions about this week's show, or you want to comment on it, just go to boundless.org and type in 540. That's the number of this show, and you will be able to get the running discussion on this show. And we will hope that you do that. We will also see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.